T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think we both agree this could be spectacular or a train wreck, which, you know, train wrecks are fun to watch, too. And Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us for your entertainment report. And we're talking about ABC's Live in Front of a Studio Audience that airs tonight.
Yeah, they've done this a couple of years in a row now. Norman Lear, Jimmy Kimmel, others getting together to recreate vintage sitcoms, putting today's stars into the roles that were played by actors in another time. It began with things like All in the Family and to mixed success, but the shows are very popular. This time they're going for family audience with recreations of the facts of life and Different Strokes. Not exactly classic comedies, but to a certain generation, these were the shows they grew up on. But the twist here is that the child roles or the teenage roles are being taken on by adult actors. So that's going to be extremely jarring. It, like you said, it's either going to be super funny or it's going to be super awkward and weird. Maybe both. But in the Different Strokes part of the show, you're going to have the great John Lithgow taking over the Conrad Bain part of Mr. Drummond, who adopts the young boys. But Arnold, the role that made Gary Coleman famous, goes to Kevin Hart, and that's just insane. And Willis is played by Damon Wayans. What you talking about? We're talking, this is weird. But then the Facts of Life part of the show, you've got the four schoolgirls, the best friends and all that, played by some pretty remarkable talent. Jennifer Aniston is going to be Blair. Catherine Hahn, who steals every show she's ever been in, is going to be Joe. Gabrielle Union takes over the part of Tootie, which made Kim Fields famous. And Alison Tolman from Fargo is Natalie. And in both these episodes, we have Mrs. Garrett, who's the housekeeper and the house mother for Facts of Life. Charlotte Ray played her, you know, so memorably for all those years. But now the role of Mrs. Garrett is being played by Ann Dowd, who many people will know as Aunt Lydia, the horrifying Aunt Lydia from The Handmaid's Tale.
The casting is amazing.
Yeah, it's really insane. I mean, she is one serious actress, but I'm sure she can also do comedy. But having Ann Dowd as Mrs. Garrett, this is just like blowing my mind. So anyway, like I said, having these adults playing the kid roles, it's either going to be very arch, like they're commenting on it. I don't know. But nonetheless, big stars, it's a stunt, and network TV needs anything possible to get people talking about what's on the air, and that's going to help do it.
All right. Well, we talk a lot about Jeopardy because people definitely tune in for that. And it's the National College Championships going on with professors.
Well, this is actually the professors' tournament. The college championships are kind of come later in February. But this is where you see Maya Bialik kick back in, that she's going to take over all the tournaments. And maybe she'll host the regular show from time to time as well. Right now, Ken Jennings is doing daily duty. But she comes in this week and next week for the professors' tournament for the first time, not just the college students, but the professors get a chance to play for big money, and also whoever wins the tournament gets a slot in the Tournament of Champions. And then in February, you'll see the National College Championship play out, but that's going to happen on ABC, not the syndicated series. ABC needs counter-programming for the Winter Olympics, and so they're going to run the College Championship in primetime on ABC, and Maya Bialik will be the host of that. And we really don't know in 2022 what's going to happen with the hosts, but apparently they seem pretty pleased with this interplay between Ken Jennings and Maya Bialik. So maybe they are the permanent hosts. We don't really know. But nonetheless, at least we're not obsessing on it the way we used to. And Jeopardy is going along like it always should. It's still the best game show ever.
And that is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.